You're listening to Stateside. I'm April Baer. We've been checking in with business owners over the past 6 months amid shutdowns and reopenings, sometimes further shutdowns. Brian Jones Chance is a real estate broker and also the co-founder of 734 Brewing in Ypsilanti. As if he didn't have enough to do, he's also co-founded a new group in Southeast Michigan, the Association of Businesses of Color. Brian Jones Chance, we are grateful to you for providing us three interviews in one today. Welcome to Stateside.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, first of all, let's just ease into things and just start by talking about beer. 734 Brewing is back open. I understand you were only closed for a couple of weeks. How's business been going?
Well, it's been challenging, that's for sure. We remained open during the majority of the shutdown, and things were going very well, considering there was a lot of alcohol consumption during that time.
Right.
And I think that's been pretty well reported. But then we ran into some issues with production, and at first it was caused by some shipping delays. It was hard for us to get ingredients. And that led to a lot of issues, and now we're having trouble keeping up with the demand, and so we're close to being out of beer. We're ramping back up again, though, and so any extra gain that we got in the beginning, we've since given back and then some. So
wow.
It's been a bit of a roller coaster.
I understand that in-person service is a thing on a limited basis. Would you say that the staff is learning some things about keeping operations going and trying to provide, dare we suggest it, some joy and some community in people's lives at a time like this?
Yeah, from the beginning, when we were thinking about whether we would stay open or shut down completely, and we were having these conversations with the staff, we sort of decided that providing people with a sense of normalcy was going to be important. Although we're not fully open, for example, you can't sit at the bar and you can't order at the register. We have an online system where you can order right from your table. You can still get that human connection that we've all been missing. You know, for the past several months before the stay-at-home order was lifted, we'd just been having quick conversations while we were delivering beer, you know, through people's storm doors. Now we're 6 feet apart and we're all in masks, but it's still human connection. And I think both the employees and the customers are appreciating it.
For sure. Did you and the other partners decide to try to go for a PPP loan or some other form of financial assistance to help get through this?
We did. Unfortunately, we had all of our ducks in a row and our accounting system up to date. And so the process wasn't as difficult for us as I know it had been for others. This wasn't anything that was pre-planned, but we were fortunate to be working with a regional bank that already had relationships with SBA, and they were able to do SBA loans. And that was just pure luck. The rollout was a little clunky.
Right.
But we got through it, and we unexpectedly wound up getting a loan. We weren't even sure that the bank had applied on our behalf or not. It was just a very strange and disorganized period, but we got through it.
You know, your specialization is in commercial real estate and investment properties and things. I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about what you've seen happening in storefronts and other commercial spaces in the communities where you work.
Well, I can say that locally, there are a few retail and restaurant businesses that won't be coming back. And unfortunately, I think the retail side of commercial real estate is probably going to have the toughest time. A lot of the focus is on office real estate with, you know, a lot of working from home and things, but I think that will actually rebound. The main concern is really sort of the Main Street retail businesses and what's going to happen there.
Sure.
I'm really not sure.
Do you find that there are a lot of litigious situations cropping up as some people are trying to hold on to their spaces and others are just trying to work their way towards solvency?
I actually haven't noticed that yet. And, you know, this is a smaller market. I know it has happened in other places in the country, but I'll just give you an example with the brewery. I think we don't own our building, so our landlords were able to get something worked out with their lender, and they were gracious enough to pass, you know, that month or so of savings on to us. I think one of the things I have seen even in the commercial real estate space is, you know, people being willing to really help one another out.
Mm.
I think everyone knows that everyone's going through a unique situation, and none of us really knows what we're doing. And it has been really encouraging to see.
So, as I mentioned, in addition to all the other things, all the other plates that you have in the air right now, you've started this, you've helped to start this new group, the Association of Businesses of Color. What needs were at the front of your mind that led you to try to make this thing happen?
You know, at the outset, it was definitely funding. I was on the board of the Downtown Development Authority for Ypsilanti, and there were some grants coming through. And it seemed like there were people sort of in the know who were able to apply and knew that these were happening, and we were having a lot of trouble reaching out to folks who were underserved. And so we created the group really with an aim to plug more people in so that they knew when things were available. And then we started finding out, you know, that there were disparities in PPP funding and other grants that were coming down the pike. And thankfully, we were able to address some of that. But that was really the impetus. It was really about funding and giving people a fair shake at survival.
What is your hope for the association in the weeks and months to come?
My main hope is that we get really good at plugging people into funding and also helping them become more influential in the community. And one of the ways we're doing that is by trying to ensure that they all join civic boards or get involved in city government or trade associations, just to make sure that we have a voice in those spaces and we start really taking up space and getting ourselves plugged into what's going on so that we can communicate back to the group and other minority business owners what opportunities are out there.
Brian, what's getting you through this time right now?
Really, I've actually been very encouraged by, it sounds so cheesy, but I've been really encouraged by just the human spirit, and people are so empathetic right now because we're all going through the same thing together at the same time. You know, from landlords sharing their mortgage benefits with tenants to, you know, the group that came together in the Association of Businesses of Color to our staff, you know, sort of sacrificing, you know, who was going to work so that the folks who didn't have, you know, a lot of financial stability had an opportunity to work through the pandemic. I mean, it's just been really, it's been really interesting to watch. I hope if anything gets salvaged after this, I hope that's one of the things that we keep.
Well, Brian Jones-Chance, thank you so much for talking to us, and good luck these next few months.
Thank you.